July 26th, 2017. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, Father of all ages. I have made everything to the perfection of my liking. There is nothing which exists outside of my will. The smallest drop of water is my creation. For all eternity I have known the formation of the clouds you will see today, the numbers of birds in the trees around you, and every aspect of your day. It is I who must determine the future of every living creature, and it is I who permit every cross for the sake of souls. This mission exists for the sake of souls. I created free will, and I respect it, even when the soul chooses poorly. I speak to you to help you make wise choices. Any law or government or religion which opposes my commandments opposes me. Such errors call upon my justice. Satan wants you to believe you can choose sin and there will be no response from me. I continue to patiently withhold my justice out of love for mankind. As a patient, loving father, I speak here to correct my errant children, calling them back to righteousness and my commandments. Recognize the truth of what I am saying and respond by loving me enough to love my commandments. You, O man of earth, do not know the hour of my justice. Live as though it is moments away. Know that I am watching, waiting, and am protecting all good. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 4, 7 through 8. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, keep sane and sober for your prayers. Above all, hold unfailing your love for one another, since love covers a multitude of sins. Another note is given to read 2 Peter chapter 2, 4 through 10. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to pits of nether gloom, to be kept until the judgment, if he did not spare the ancient world, but preserved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven other persons, when he brought a flood upon the world of the ungodly, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes, he condemned them to extinction and made them an example to those who were to be ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the licentiousness of the wicked, for by what that righteous man saw and heard as he lived among them, he was vexed in his righteous soul day after day with their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, and especially those who indulge in the lust of defiling passion and despise authority. Bold and willful, they are not afraid to revile the glorious ones. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.